好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，上帝的荣耀与我们同在。
God's glory is with us.
主的恩典与我们同行。
Same as God's grace, walk with us.
今天讲到的题目是彼此绊倒的悲哀。
The sermon title is the sorrow of stumbling over each other.
我们在讲到以前有一个短短的祷告，将时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's have a short prayer and give it to God.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你的荣耀在你的教会当中。
Lord, your glory is in the church.
你的权柄与恩典也伴随着教会同行。
And your sovereignty and grace just walk with the church.
当教会有软弱的时候，
When church has the weakness,
你的恩惠和平安就与我们同在。
Your grace and the peace are with us.
主啊，求你怜悯我们，不过是尘土所造。
Lord, may you just have the mercy on us because we're just made just from the dust.
也了解生命的软弱与悲哀。
You know our weakness and also the sadness of our weakness and our life.
求神的话语继续的带领和帮助我们。
May you guide us with your words.
好，让我们靠主得胜。
So that we can just triumph just over this by God.
胜过我们的老我。
Just overcome our old self.
胜过我们生命当中许许多多不讨神喜悦的地方。
Also, just overcome all those things that does not please you.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
阿门。
阿门。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
呀，牧师的讲道计划呢是大概一年前就安排好的。
The pastor, the sermon, that's the arrangement, and it's actually is just already arranged a year ago.
罗马书也讲了，我也不知道多长时间，一年半，我也不知道多长时间。
And I just cannot just remember at how long I have preached for the book of Romans.
按部就班的讲道计划往前走。
Just follow this preaching schedule.
我们是很软弱、很卑微的。
We're very just little humble and very weak.
但是当我们回头去看上帝的话语和教会的光景的时候呢？
However, when we just come back and just turn back to look at the Bible, also the church situation,
我们真的可以感受到那位以马内利与教会同行的神在我们当中。
We really know that the Emmanuel God is in us.
Yeah, 教会生活的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of church life?
是传福音，做见证。
That is to preach the gospel and to bear witness.
是效法基督与神同行。
Also to imitate Christ and walk with God.
是荣神益人。
To glorify God and benefit others.
要存谦卑敬虔的心。
And be humble and pious.
而且必须要结出圣灵的果子。
And must bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
为了这个缘故，保罗就劝勉当时的罗马教会，也劝勉我们了，要切勿彼此绊倒。
For this reason, Paul exhorts the Roman churches and also today us that not to stumble upon each other.
免得我们难以向主交账啊。
Lest we find it difficult to give an account to the Lord.
甚至在黑暗中切齿悲哀了。
Or even gnash our teeth in pain and the sorrow in the darkness.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
Do not put a stumbling block.In your brother's way.
属上帝的儿女如果知道自己所信的是谁呢？
If the children of God knew who they believed in,
大概率应该生出一份敬畏之心吧。
They would probably have a fear of God.
只是可惜的是在现实当中并不是这样。
Unfortunately, this is not the case in reality.
圣经中所说的绊倒弟兄的事是屡见不鲜的。
What the Bible described about this, and it is common to see brothers stumbling everywhere.
而且在世界范围内是四处可见的。
And the worldwide, and we can just see it everywhere.
特别到了末世。
Especially in the last days.
这样的事情如雨后春笋般的，那么就频发出来了。
This kind of matters, it just pop out, it just very just frequently.
仿佛一个放毒的野兽四处放毒一般。
It's just like a monster just release all the toxin.
首先，论断是教会的杀手。
First of all, judgment is a killer of the church.
什么是论断呢？
What is judgment?
论断的本质就是对上帝的小信甚至不信。
The essence of a judgment is a lack of faith in God, or even no faith.
就是说，当论断成为一个人的牢笼和捆绑的时候呢？
That means when judgment becomes a person's cage and bondage,
那种彼此论断就会活泛起来。
Mutual judgment becomes active.
有点像是一块发了酵的面团。
It's just like a piece of fermented dough.
大家做过包子，做过馒头，做过面食，对吧？
And you've been just making those bakery just from the dough.
面团发起来，那所蒸的馒头也会加倍的增长。
When it's fermented and dough, it will just become very big.
法利赛人就是耶稣口中常常责备的人。
The Pharisees were the people whom Jesus often rebuked.
耶稣常常劝勉门徒不要效法法利赛人的效。
And Jesus just often just exhorted his disciples not to imitate and the Pharisees they're just fermented the dough.
因为法利赛人表面上好像道貌岸然，讲得不错，内心却是黑暗的。
On the surface, the verses seems that they're just what they say is that seems like it's right. Actually, it's just the hypocrisy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
人心可是比万物都诡诈的。
So human's heart is more deceitful than all things.
呀，一旦人听见与论断有关的话语进入耳朵的时候呢？
Once a judgmental word enters the ear,
我们从亚当那里过来的老我是很受用、很愿意听的。
And the old sinful nature from Adam, actually, we just like to hear.
而且也愿意传播这些论断的话语。
And also just like to just spread all those words.
你听听这样的话语，想得多好啊！
Just listen.And what they say, it just sounds very good.
你们来看看这篇文章写得多么有味道啊！
Just contact this writing, it just makes sense.
就是如此这般，慢慢的发起酵来。
And it just kind of gradually, it just fermented.
那这个危害教会之处在哪儿呢？
So what is the part that just harmed the church?
那当人听到这一些论断的话语的时候。
When people heard those are judgmental words,
撒旦就借着这个破口，将上帝放进信徒耳中的神的道，借着论断的话语，把神的道给挤出去了。
So Satan just used all this as a bridge, and just that brother sister just put the God's words just outside of their heart.
到了末世，这一类的事情必会增多。
In these last days, this kind of things will be more and more.
所以劝勉教会的弟兄姐妹如何面对这些是非、这些论断呢？
So how does the church exhort brother sister about this kind of things?
当我们听见有是非、论断的话语的时候，该怎么办呢？
When you hear words of gossip and judgment, what would you do?
那教会的立场是鼓励弟兄姐妹先安静。
In church's viewpoint, it's And we just tell brother, sister, just quiet first.
如果不能安静的话，你要祷告、祈求和感谢，在神的面前学习安静。
If you are not able to be quiet, you just need to just pray and petition and also give thanks to God.
你如果学不会安静，可能做别的事情都是徒然。
If you are not able to be quiet first, and whatever you do, it's in vain.
当你安静下来，你可能就可以去读圣经了。
When you can quiet down, then you're able to read the Bible.
你读经以后，你才有可能真的去祷告啊。
After you read the Bible, then you're able really just pray to God.
所以三部曲是必须的，安静读经祷告，对吧？
Therefore, and these three steps is as necessary. Just be quiet, read the Bible, and pray.
可能心里还会有困惑。
Maybe you still have some confusion in mind.
那该怎么办呢？
What can you do?
呀，可以跟教会的牧者约时间分享了。
You may just make a time and to talk, to share with the pastor.
Yeah, 免得与是非论断者一同参与论断。
So as not to just participate in judgment.
最后是害己害人的。
At the end, you harm yourself, also harm the church.
Yeah, 害己害人也就伤害了教会嘛。
When you just harm yourself, harm others, and at the same time, you hurt the church.
好，其次是阴阳两道地狱之火。
Secondly, the yin and yang and hellfires.
经文中出现了一句不给弟兄放下绊倒跌人之物，什么意思啊？
The verse talking about not putting a stumbling block or cause a fall for your brothers. What does that mean?
这里有两重基本的意思。
There are two meanings in this verse.
一个是绊脚，第二是跌人。
One is stumbling, the other is falling.
Yeah, 绊脚是指对教会的公开的攻击。
Stumbling refers to open attacks on the church.
特别是对教会牧者的羞辱、诽谤、造谣生事。
Especially humiliating, slandering, and spreading rumors against pastors.
这样的人要受更重的刑罚呀。
This kind of people will just receive that even severe punishment.
求神怜悯吧。
May God give His mercy.
好让神的手落在这样的人身上的时候能够轻一些。
And we just pray that God's hand will be just lighted when He just fall on those people.
跌人是什么意思呢？
What does falling mean?
就是使人跌倒。
Falling refers to just to make people just
绊倒他人。
And just that just the action just stand behind the scene.
指的是在暗中背后的一些作为了。
It's the action just behind the scenes.
可能大家也都不留意。
Maybe we didn't pay attention.
包括在背后是打小报告啊，背后议论啊，讲是非啊等等。
Including talking behind the back.
那今天来到了数字时代了，对吧？
Nowadays, we just come to this the stage with all those information.
网络也很方便。
And also the internet is so convenient.
所以借着文字、影音等网络渠道散播是非也是司空见惯的事情。
And also it's very common just spreading rumors through text, video, and other channels.
只是这些各样不同的手段其实都是魔鬼撒旦借着这些有破口软弱的人对上帝的教会发出的进攻而已了。
It's just launching the rockets to attack the church through the various means.
撒旦以为这些火箭是很有果效的，能够进攻神的仆人、神的教会。
Satan thought it just works, and to just launching those rockets to attack the church.
到头来，他会发现他是枉费一片心机了。
At the end, and Satan would just realize he just did everything in vain.
因为属撒旦、属神、属上帝的人是不会做出攻击教会的事情。
Because people who belong to God will not attack the church.
唯有属撒旦的人才会对教会生出仇恨之心，发出恶毒之语啊。
Only people who belong to Satan will have hatred for the church and speak malicious words.
即使如此，即使是今天。
Even so, even today,
我们仍然求神的怜悯临到那些无知软弱的人。
We still pray God's mercy will just befall on the people who's weak and also ignorant.
我们也求神尽可能最大限度地将可以挽回的人挽回来。
We also just pray to God and to restore and the people as much as He can.
只是我们需要发出警告，你已经走到地狱之火的门口了。
We just need to just give your alert that you already walked the gate.
好，最后是基督断定人的生死。
Finally, Christ determines life and death.
保罗当时面对罗马教会的情况是怎么样的呢？
What is the situation when Paul faced in the Roman church?
是关于是否能否吃所谓不洁净之物。
It is just about whether or not to eat so-called unclean things.
这是初代教会一个常见的现象。
It's a common phenomenon we can see and in the early churches.
什么样的东西可以吃，什么样的东西不可以吃。
So what kind of things can they can eat or not to eat?
每个人带着自己的文化、宗教和文化传统的习惯。
So every person just bring their own just a background in the culture tradition.
吃什么不吃什么，的确是罗马教会甚至是整个初代教会一个很蛮重要的一个主题。哥林多前后书也专门谈到这些。
It's a major thing in just the early churches, like also mentioned about in the first and second Corinthian, what to eat or not to eat.
这本来是一个可以是一个蛮简单的行政事工。
Originally, it's just a very just simple administrative type of a ministry.
但是因着撒旦的诡计，因着人的软弱，这怎么就成了教会的一个属灵的征战了？
However, just due to the Satan's trick and the people's weakness, it just become and just a spiritual war.
其中与人的骄傲和贪婪是息息相关的。
It's closely related to the people's pride and greatness.
罗马教会有些人就拿了个鸡毛当令箭的。
So some people in the Roman churches is wave a chicken feather as a token of authority.
他真的误会，以为自己得到了一个什么尚方宝剑。
And they just really thought that they had obtained some kind of the imperial sword.
可以随意对教会大开杀戒。
They thought they can slaughter the church.
随己意屠城杀戮。
And massacre the city as they pleased.
当然，当时他们是用言语去杀戮了。
During that time, and they used the wording and to slaughter.
他们用论断和是非去攻击了。
And they used the judgment and the gossips to attack.
但是这些人忘了一件事情啊。
However, these people, they forgot one thing.
你可能忘了问你自己啊。
You forgot to ask yourself.
到底你是谁啊？
Who are you?
你竟敢论断基督的仆人啊？
How dare you judge the servants of Christ?
我也心里边略略的感到不解啊。
I don't really understand in my heart either.
按照圣经中的教导，吃什么喝什么，凡是凭信心吃的，在神面前都是洁净的。
So whatever you eat and drink, everything that is by faith is clean before God.
什么时候轮到你站在基督的权柄之上，往下结论呢？
When will it be your turn to stand above Christ's authority and just make the rash conclusions?
请问你横加指责的权柄从何而来？
Where is the authority come from when you just make those accusations?
你所论断的人正是基督为他们舍命的呀。
The person that you are judging is the one for whom Christ died.
我也很好奇啊。
I'm also very curious.
2000年前的罗马教会，
The Roman Church is 2000 years ago.
以及2000年来的历代的教会，包括今天的教会。
And also with the churches for the past 2000 years, and also including today's church.
怎么会有如此毫无敬畏之心的人呢？
How could there be such people without reverence?
这些人可能生来就心无敬畏了。
Maybe they're just born just without this reverence heart.
信的主也不知道所信的是谁呀。
So even they believe in God, they don't know who they believe in.
否则不好理解啊。
Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand.
难道他们真的以为神是可以轻慢的吗？
Do they really think that God can be despised?
Yeah, 当然以后的历史告诉我们。
Of course, later history tells us.
罗马城也包括当时的罗马教会所受到的咒诅已经说明了问题了。
The later history just tells us that the curse on the city of Rome has also explained the problem.
我们每一间教会都当警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So each church, we all just have to pray and be alert, so we don't fall into temptation.
每一位弟兄姐妹也当在此时此刻深刻的反省、警醒祷告，免得自己走上了一个被神咒诅的位置。
We just pray that every brother, sister, just be alert and just pray in front of God. Otherwise, just don't fall into the curse.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
不可叫你的善被愚昧人毁谤。
Do not let your good be spoken of as evil by fools.
基督面对罗马人的恶，为我们树立了榜样的。
Christ set an example for us in facing the evil of the Romans.
主耶稣基督在十字架上。
So the Lord Jesus on the cross,
为那些定他的人祷告，求父神赦免他们。
He just prayed for those who crucified him, asking God the Father to forgive them.
首先是每个人都当警醒自守啊。
First, everyone should be alert and self-disciplined.
当属灵的攻击或者是其他的进攻临到自己的时候呢？
When spiritual attacks come,
我们会发现往往是许多人自己站立不住的。
We notice that many people often cannot stand up.
有一年我回广州去访问家人。
One year when I went to Guangzhou to visit my family.
听到我一位发小告诉我一句话挺有趣的。
I heard my childhood friend told me that.
92年，我才记到现在30多年。
It was 1992. It's been 30 some years.
他说打开车门往里看。
He said, open the car's door and look inside.
个个都是贪污犯。
Everyone is a corrupt official.
先枪毙，后立案，保证没有冤假错案。
Shoot him first, then file a case and guarantee that there will be no false or wrongful conviction.
当然，我们当时讲也是当一个玩笑的话，讲完就过了。
So during that time, when we talk about that, we just thought it's just a joke, and then it, and that's it.
听完以后，我也略感好奇啊。
So after I heard that, I was kind of curious.
我说难道就没有一个例外的吗
？So I asked, is there no exception?
真的没有例外吗
？Is there really no exception?
其实也没有人回答我了。
Actually, I didn't receive any answer.
过了许多年。
After many years.
大概十年左右吧。
Around 10 years later.
甚至十来年。
Or maybe more than 10 years.
这些年来，我也一直在做，就是职场事工、工商团契的服侍吧。
So at the time, I was just doing this ministry for the Christian businessman.
有一次我在一个跨省地的工商团契讲道。
One time, I just preached in a business fellowship that spanned provinces.
其实也是连省跨地，就是连着省和省交界，地区和地区有些跨越，就是省两个省交界的地方讲道。
So I just preached that it's in between those the two provinces.
我说我们都是，不是我们。我说你们都是基督徒的商人了。
And I said you're all Christian businessmen, right?
我今天就在神在人的面前问你们一个问题。
Before God and man, I want to ask a question.
请问你们当中有没有一个人的第一桶金是干净的
？I asked them, is there anyone among you who got your first pot of gold cleanly?
什么是干净的呢
？What does clean mean？
比如说没有受贿啊。
So clean means that did you not accept bribes？
没有虚报、假报、当缴的税金啊。
Or did you not just make false reports to pay taxes？
也没有做一些违反法律的事情啊。
Or did you do something that did not go against the law？
当时整个会场是寂静一片，没有一个人说话。
During that time and this the conference。It's so quiet. Nobody's just speak a word.
竟然没有一个人敢站起来说我的生意，我的钱是干净的。
So no one just dared to stand up to say my money is clean. It's done. Just no false.
我当时就问他们了：你们如此这般的属灵光景，如何服侍神呢
？I asked them, how can you serve God in such a spiritual state?
好不好？我们就在现在就在神的面前跪下来，向神祷告认罪吧。
And so I just invited them, just let's just pray before God. Let's confess our sins.
那天晚上的聚会是很感恩的。
So the fellowship that night, it's very thankful.
200多个人跪在那里向神发出祷告。
About 200 people, we just kneel down and just prayed to God.
许多的人都在那里痛哭流涕。
And a lot of them, when they pray, they just also weeping.
我就交代当地的不同的教会和牧者和长老了。
So I just told those the pastors and also elders that in during that time in the church.
我说我今天在这里只是一个呼召，但是教会回去以后要跟进，帮助每一个在职场中的弟兄姐妹，认真的在神的面前认罪祷告。
And I told them, I said tonight I'm just going to give the calling. However, when you come back, go back.To the home church, and you just need to just follow up and just repent.
并且立志在生命当中有一个起始点，从此今后不再犯这些罪了。
And also, just need to just make up your mind, have the mindset from now on, just do not do the same again.
其次是教会拥有捆绑释放的权柄。
Second, the church has the authority to bind and loose.
保罗说：“因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。”
Paul said, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and the peace and the joy in the Holy Spirit."
神的国就是上帝掌权的地方，对吧
？The kingdom of God is where God rules.
基督是头
，Christ is the head.
教会是他的身体
，and the church is his body.
神在教会。就是借着他的身体来行使他的权柄。
God exercises authority on earth through his body.
教会在地上捆绑，基督就在天上捆绑。
When the church is bound on earth, Christ is bound in heaven.
是教会，不是教会某一个人哦。
It's church, not any person in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们如果分不清这条界限的话呢，自己就仍然活在愚昧中啊。
If we cannot distinguish this boundary, and we still live in the ignorance,
属上帝的人才听得懂，分得清。
Only the people belong to God can understand and distinguish.
敌基督和敌基督的政权吧。
Antichrist and Antichrist region.
以及魔鬼撒旦的跟随者，他们的眼睛是瞎的。
And all of Satan's followers are blind.
他们耳朵也是聋的。
And they're deaf.
他听不清。看不见这些属灵的奥秘了。
They cannot hear and see the spiritual mystery.
他们以为教会软弱。
They think the church is weak.
以为教会好欺负。
They think church is easy to bully.
所以就肆意的毁教堂，拆十架呀。
So they wantonly destroy churches that tear down crosses.
他们抓神仆，施酷刑。
They arrested God's servants and torture them.
造谣言，吐毁谤。
Spread rumors and spit out slander.
煽阴风，点鬼火。
Fan the flames and light ghost lights.
贴网文，显恶毒。
Post online news and show viciousness.
殊不知，神审判的手已经临近了。
Little do they know that the hand of God's judgment is approaching.
你还要继续与神为敌吗？
Do you want to continue to just be against God?
趁着可挽回的时候，快快悔改吧。
Please just repent quickly, and when there's the time.
最后，怀着将人挽回的心管教。
Finally, discipline with the heart to restore people.
当然，作为教会，目的不是为了要拥有权柄，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, of course, as a church, the purpose is not to have authority.
乃是要借着这个权柄去彰显上帝的公义、和平，并圣灵的喜乐。
It is through authority with, and then God's righteousness, peace, and joy, and in the Holy Spirit.
神的公义就是圣经所彰显出来的神的荣耀。
God's righteousness is the glory of God revealed in the Bible.
以及人的生命所当行之事的标准，对吧？
And the standard of what should be done in human life.
说白了就是神眼中看为对的事情。
Speak simply, that is what is right in God's eyes.
和平是什么意思呢？
So what does peace mean?
不是说世界和平哦。
We're not talking about the worldly peace.
和平其实是基督的使命。
Peace is Christ's mission.
目的是带来神人关系的更新。
The purpose to bring about the renewal of the relationship between God and man.
也就是圣经中主题中的主题是带来神人关系的重建与和好。
And that is the thing of the thing in the Bible is to the reconstruction and the reconciliation of the relation between God and man.
圣灵中的喜乐是指什么意思呢？
What is joy in the Holy Spirit?
是指圣灵对我们做随时的帮助。
The joy in the Holy Spirit refers to the Holy Spirit's help to us at all times.
以及弟兄姐妹因为接触圣灵果子时候的那份满足。
And the satisfaction when we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
教会的管教目的也是帮助弟兄姐妹最终能行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同行、回到神的怀抱里来。
The purpose of the church's discipline is also to help brothers and sisters eventually practice justice, love mercy, walk humbly with God, and return to God's arms.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
不可因食物毁坏上帝的工程。
Do not destroy God's work because of food.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
人世间除了耶稣基督。
In the world.Other than besides Jesus Christ,
其他的事情有什么意义呢？
So what is the meaning of other things?
人若是因耶稣而吃喝，
If people eat and drink because of Jesus,
当然就有永恒的意义。
There will be eternal meaning.
否则人不过是吃喝自己的罪而已了。
Otherwise, people are just eating and drinking their own sins.
首先，人，神与人都喜悦的心。
First of all, a heart that pleases God and man.
大家记得吧，耶稣基督成长的时候，圣经就说他是神与人喜悦他的心，每与日增长。
So do you still remember, and during Jesus, when he just, in his growing process, and the Bible says, and his, the heart just pleased God and the man.
我们需要去思考，人生走到底，到底为了什么？
We need to think, what is the purpose of life?
吃喝真的就那么重要吗？
Is eating and drinking important?
或者说因为吃喝那些属世界的事情 就发动属灵的攻击，你真的值得吗？
In other words, is it worth it to launch a spiritual attack because of eating and drink those worldly things?
何者重，何者轻，难道你自己分不清吗？
So, can't you just tell which is more important and which is lighter?
或是吃肉，或是喝酒。
Whether it is that eat the meat or drink wine.
又或者是吃牛肉，烤羊肉。
Or eating beef or roasted lamb.
怎么就成了罗马教会的主内纷争呢？
How can it just become a dispute within the Roman church?
难道你因为食物就想毁掉神的工程吗？
Do you want to destroy God's word because of food?
要知道你恶事做多了，圣灵的责备必然会临到的。
If you do too many evil things, the rebuke of the Holy Spirit will surely come.
你如果真是属圣灵的，
If you belong to the Holy Spirit,
你就 必然会感受到圣灵与你的心对你的责备。
You will also feel the rebuke of the Holy Spirit and your heart.
因为人一生所行的全在乎人的内心啊。
What a person does in his life depends entirely on his heart.
这是神所在乎的。
This is what God cares about.
当然，如果你不是属圣灵的，
Of course, if you do not belong to the Holy Spirit,
那圣灵的责备你是无感的。
Then you are indifferent to the rebuke from the Holy Spirit.
神的话语对你来讲也是无功效的， 无用的。
And God's words for you, it just has no effect.
换句话讲，你与基督也是无缘的。
In other words, you have no relation with Christ.
其次，在基督里却不自责。
Secondly, in Christ, we do not blame ourselves.
一个人若是诚实无伪，
If a person is honest and sincere,
对神能够坦然相待，
And treat God with openness,
那就必然要面对神的审判嘛。
He would inevitably face God's judgment.
明知是神不喜悦的事，就坚决不做呀。
If you know that something is displeasing to God, you must not do it.
要不要说是叫弟兄跌倒？
Do not say that is just what caused your brothers to fall.
哪怕是叫弟兄受损的事情，一件也不行啊。
Even if it will cause your brother to suffer damage, do not do anything.
保罗劝勉我们。
Paul exhorts us.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事。
So then let us pursue what makes for peace,
与彼此建立德行的事。
And it's for mutual upbuilding.
既有德行，
Since there's the good moral,
就不应该因食物叫人跌倒。
You should not just offend others with food.
更加不能因为自己的罪而不接受教会的管教。
You should not refuse the church's discipline because of your sins,
而辜负了基督在十架上为他舍命的大爱啊。
And fail the great love of Christ who died for you on the cross.
你若真属基督，
If you truly belong to Christ,
如此这般岂能不自责呢？
In this situation, how can you not blame yourself?
好，最后，凡不出于信心是罪。
Finally, whatever is not out of faith is sin.
我们知道圣经说的人非有信不能得神的喜悦了。
When the Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please God.
既然信得过神，
Since we can trust in God,
为什么不能在基督里是就说是，不是就说不是呢？
Why can't we just say yes if it is yes and no if it is no in Christ?
在基督的身体里有全然的平安与恩典。
There is complete peace and grace in the body of Christ.
Yeah, 有基督的身体。
We have the body of Christ.
我们迷失方向。
And when we get lost in direction,
如羊走迷。
Just like the sheep just gone astray.
偏行己路。
And just go our own way.
那就成了大概率的事情了。
And which will just become a high probability.
或者当趁着基督仍可挽回你的当下。
Perhaps.While Christ may still be able to redeem you,
教会愿意在此勉励你快快的因信回转。
Church exhorts you, please quickly return around by faith.
认罪悔改。
Confess your sins and repent.
回到基督的身体里。
Return to the body of Christ.
接受教会的管教。
Accept the discipline of the church.
领受主的恩典。
And receive the grace of the Lord.
别忘了神所爱的，他才会管教啊。
Please do not forget that God will discipline those whom He loves.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
末日近了。
The end is near.
基督已经站在门口了。
And Christ is already standing at the door.
他说到了末日，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，必有地震、饥荒、瘟疫、死亡的事情发生。
He said that at the last days, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes, famine,
plague, and death.
The war between Russia and the Ukraine has not stopped.
泰国与柬埔寨又开战了。
And Thailand and Cambodia are at war again.
台海、南海等战争危机就在眼前。
The war crisis in the Taiwan Strait and the South China Sea are just around the corner.
三战、核战、末日之战的脚步正向我们走来。
The footsteps of the World War III, nuclear war, and the doomsday were approaching us.
请问我们还有必要在窝里斗吗？
Do we still need to fight among ourselves?
假如你真是弟兄，
If you are truly a brother,
就请停止手中的火箭吧。
Please stop the rockets in your hands.
当然，假如你不是主内的弟兄，
Of course, if you are not a brother in the Lord,
神的审判已经上路，
God's judgment is on the way.
离你不远了。
It's not from, far from you.
我今天奉主的名劝你快快的悔改吧。
In Jesus Christ's name, today I exhort you, please quickly repent.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，求你洁净你的教会。
Lord, please cleanse your church.
若是属于你的人，你要将他挽回。
If there is one belong to you, Lord, please restore them.
若是不属于你的人，
If the one does not belong to you,
你也会因你的圣洁洁净将他赶出教会。
And you will just that cleansing, just purify the church, and exclude this person from the church.
你是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be despised.
没有人能够在基督的面前耀武扬威。
No one can just boast about in front of the God's body.
主啊，无知本身就是罪啊。
Lord, ignorance is a sin.
人又岂能因着自己的无知而夸口妄行呢？
How can a person just brag about just with their ignorance?
主就求你继续的怜悯啊。
Lord, please continue to give your mercy.
我们知道洁净是你的本性。
We know that the holy, that is your nature.
圣洁是你的公义。
And also holiness, that is your righteousness.
但是你也是怜悯和慈爱的。
However, you also have the mercy and the love.
主，我们再次的谢谢你。
Lord, once again, we thank you.
帮助我们彼此在一起建立德行的事情。
Help us just mutually just establish with the good deeds.
也求圣灵在此帮助我们追求和睦的事情。
May Holy Spirit just help us just pursue with the peace.
让我们凡事因信称义。
Let us just do everything just being just justified by faith.
让我们因信得胜。
Let us just be justified just.And just to by faith.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We just pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.